Dear Yolanda Banks, a.k.a. PP Girl, a.k.a. BFF, if you're reading this letter, it means I've entered the pearly gates on high. I got the idea to write this letter because I don't think I'm going to be here too much longer. Brace yourself, but Lloyd has been putting hands on me, and the abuse has progressed. If anything happens to me, please know that he is the culprit. I never said anything because I didn't want to disappoint you. I could still see the huge grin on your face when you told me you had someone for me to meet. I figure, why not give Lloyd a chance? If anything, maybe things could go back to normal. And they did for the most part. But what any of you didn't know is that I was acting the entire time. Deep down, I had lost the will to live. Seemed like there was always a scandal surrounding me. It was months since I seen Henry, and him leaving like he did just didn't sit right with me. I was a good wife, but the dust of his scandal settled all around our home. All the talk, all the whispering whenever I walked by, I decided to go get Henry. But eventually, I found myself on the other side of the gun. I caught me a bus and rode from Opelika to Charlotte, and he never saw me coming. I must admit, it was good seeing him. Henry always did have a way with me. There were few words between us. Henry thought the cool air and the moonlight was enough to sweet-talk me, but it wasn't.
I ain't afraid of dying, but I'll be damned if I give you the pleasure of a lynching.
Life has a way of balancing out. I had killed two men. Killing the white man was an act of justice, and killing Henry was an act of love.